Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. It's time for this week's matchups episode with co-host Frazier Tafar. This time we're going to go over the offense and both sides on the offense. Really exciting in this. The Ravens offense comes in number one in the National Football League. Frazier, how do you feel about this matchup?
I'm feeling real good about this, Ken. Glad to be on the show for the offensive matchup show. Let's see if we can get three treats in a row. Great offensive game against the Bills. Amazing game against the Bengals, instant classic, and then let's see if we can follow it up against a really good Commanders team coming in on Sunday.
Sounds good to me. What do you got?
First matchup, obviously, where this whole offense starts with is running the ball. Make sure we're going to lean on them early and often. Commanders have one of their worst run defense. Well, not the worst, middle of the pack run defense. I think they have a good linebacker. I think it's Latu is his name.
Luvu
next to Wagner. I think they're a really good pairing. Their interior linemen don't scare me, but just getting into that second level and securing those blocks, if we're able to do that, I think we can be successful on the ground and then continue the trend that we've had almost half the year pretty much.
You know, Derrick Henry is having a fantastic year so far in a lot of ways. But one of the really impressive ways is his yards before contact. Okay, So last year at Tennessee, he was getting hit in the backfield a lot, but that's not the whole story of this. And he only had 0.85 yards before contact. This year, 2.66. Now, if you think about where he's got a lot of those yards before contact, you can probably figure it out. The 87-yard run, he was untouched for starters.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So the reason I point that one out is it's not just the line that is doing that. It's the fact that Henry outran the defense and wasn't caught from behind that created, 45 or 50 of those yards.
Right.
It wasn't just a matter that he wasn't touched. So it's even though it's more yards before contact, it still is largely Henry creating those yards. In this game, I think one of the big issues for the Commanders is going to be their missed tackle rate. They have a very high missed tackle rate of 14.6% as a team, compares to the Ravens at 11.2. There's not too much difference between your typical teams in the NFL. The Commanders are really one of the worst. They tackle poorly pretty much at every level. They have one good tackler really on the whole team, or maybe two, and maybe you include Chin, maybe Luvu to a smaller degree, and then Bobby Wagner is their really good tackler. He's only missed about 5% of his tackles for the whole year. But they really don't have good run defense at the line of scrimmage, and they don't have good defenders in level three. So good luck in terms of trying to get the ball carrier on the ground. The Ravens, for their end, need to force more missed tackles with big Yakko and Yak results. So they're not going to be able to block every play up perfectly for Henry to get him these huge yards before contact numbers or even a contribution that might be similar in this game. They'll probably end up with a sub two yards before contact. And a lot of that's going to mean that he needs to have, 3 yards plus after contact versus a team like the Commanders. Now, he's 3.35 overall this year. So that's not a super high bar. I mean, he should be able to to get that against a team like the Commanders that has a lot of tackling problems. The issue is not just him either. It's also what the receivers need to do in terms of their yak results. So really attempt to force missed tackles. This can come in multiple ways. You can get them because you're too powerful and you run right through them, and Henry's probably more likely to get them that way. You can also get them because you're too elusive. And it's usually some combination of those things. Contact balance would be a third thing. Some of the Ravens certainly have that. Henry probably is the best at it. But however they get them, they need to force more missed tackles. The fact that the Commanders are maybe two missed tackles worse than the Ravens should be magnified over the course of a game, should be magnified by the fact that the Ravens have excellent tackle breakers. Particularly with Henry, but also with Jackson in terms of being elusive, for example. And she should have more MTFs in this game. So not every run and catch is going to present easy missed tackles, but when they're there, the Ravens need to force as many as they can. They need to be in level two and level three when possible, and they need to generate some legitimate extra yards off those. And I think that could be a big factor in the game because it could easily be an extra 50 yards if you get a couple of big ones.
Yes, and I completely agree with your point. And attacking the boundaries with Henry on the crack tosses and the sweeps could be crucial, especially trying to get some one-on-one with the DB, and he's just going to toss him to the side and get this extra contact yardage after that. Tying into your point about missed tackles and getting our pass catchers going, my next matchup is our pass catchers versus the Commander DBs. They haven't forced a turnover in the sense of INTs all year, and they've given up average passer rating of 114.7. This bodes well for Lamar. I expect him to feast off play action, especially if we're able to run the ball effectively like we have all year. And this is obviously given to if we're in a positive game script, because last week we got into a negative game script. We had to go away from the run, and play action kind of just went out of the window. They showed it just because it's probably a part of the play, but it just wasn't as effective as it would be earlier in the game. I expect him to have a high completion rate. I don't think the windows are going to be too tight. He's going to have easy checkdowns available. There should be some boots in there as well. So I don't see really too many issues. Screens. Getting Henry out to the flat against those DBs again in a different fashion, not just tossing in the crack toss. So just being creative on how we attack these guys on the perimeter can help with forcing missed tackles.
I just want to talk about those boots for a second, because when you play a divisional foe in particular, it's usually they understand your tendencies even better. They understand how the mobility of Jackson is extremely dangerous as opposed to, say, an NFC team. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that explains all of the 21-1 record, but I'm saying it's a component of it, maybe, is that they don't see Jackson very often. But the teams that do see Jackson a lot, they like to blitz him. They like to show, we saw the Bengals toss all sorts of simulated pressure at him this last week. He actually dealt with it very well, but they still were able to hold the simulated pressure attempts down to 5.5 yards per play, mm-hmm. which is exceptionally good against Jackson and the Ravens offense. So I'm maybe a little concerned that there's some stuff out there on tape now that's going to be available to everybody. And people are going to be thinking, well, maybe we're back to the old Lamar Jackson from 2021, where you show him cover zero and he has a lot of trouble decoding it. I don't really believe that's the case. But I think that we may see more of that in this game. What we also saw from the Bengals was that they had that backside edge defender on the boot coming downhill immediately on Jackson. He wasn't focused on anybody else. So zone run means go for Jackson is basically yep. was all it meant. And twice he wasn't even able to leave the pocket to boot. Okay, which is that's you're really on top of the situation when you're a backside edge defender and you get that done. He had to throw the ball right from the pocket. And it was one of them was that throw off to the right that was a little seemingly wild from
both
Flowers. The first one is I was forgetting if the second one is A, but clearly yep. the first one is really the one I want to focus on, because the problem was that the guy was right in his face. It wasn't yes. that Jackson misfired that ball. It's that he couldn't find the line to
no angle to get there.
Yeah. So I imagine, you know, we may see some of that, but against the Commanders, most important thing, stay calm, take what they give you. They have to give you something because they've got one key defender they can move around.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Their version of Kyle Hamilton Light, is Jeremy Chinn, who's been a pretty good safety for a long time in the NFC. So a lot of people don't know about him. They may remember him from the draft 5 years ago or so. But 6'3", 220 is one of the biggest safeties in the entire NFL. You bring him up, he's like another linebacker, and he can really help in the run game. If you leave him, and they might bring him up as a dime, they might bring him up even as a slot corner in a game like this. So he's not quite, he's a Hamilton Light again. Slot corner is not really the ideal place for him. But if he's playing on the back end, he gives them a decent cover two back end that you really want to stay away from that and stick with the run or go to shorter passing concepts that don't throw right into the teeth of cover two. So I think the Ravens this is Monken and Jackson versus Witt. Monken's got to have a good set of probing plays. The scripted plays have been excellent these last few weeks. And Jackson's got to decode what's happening with Chinn at the line of scrimmage and try and figure out where he needs to go with the football. And I think that's one of the big keys to the game. We'll probably see some big nickel in this game with Chinn up. Jackson really needs to take responsibility in two big ways. The first is at the line of scrimmage, and he looked great doing that last week. I mentioned that on the other pod on the defensive matchups, is that Jackson really done a really good job of decoding the simulated pressure. But he needs to take advantage at the line of scrimmage, make changes as necessary to the play call, and then also do so again at the mesh point. Because that's, you know, read option, obviously, but that's what that's all about, is trying to exploit where the defense is and how they're flowing. But two key points where Jackson needs to be in charge. We seriously are just seeing some of the very beginning of Jackson improving as a field general this year. And that's really exciting because it's natural he's going to decline as a runner. He got lighter this year. He looks every bit as good as he's been in the past as a runner, which is terrific, but he's been a terrific field general. And if he can be that, he'll be a guy who could stay in Baltimore for another contract instead of just being the end of the road after maybe three more years. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm hoping we see a lot of that against the Commanders, because I think it could be very effective.
Yes. And I think, things he's doing at the line of scrimmage right now is very impressive, especially when we're playing these away games. this upcoming home game, I'm really excited to see if he does take that next step, because we've seen it.
Great point.
I think I want to see him. Obviously, we're not in the room. We don't know what the calls are to change the plays, but you can tell when they're killing it or when they're going to change a play. I want to see him maybe change plays a little more and diagnose it to the point where, yes, we're identifying this, that, and the third. Because on the Ravens Wired, on the all-out blitz, he was telling Nelly, I was expecting this and I wanted you to do that. More of those kind of things can just take us to a whole different level, especially with Derrick Henry running the way he is. That just, it makes us a multiple offense like we wanted to be since he's gotten here.
Yeah, it's one if you're looking at this game and you're casual fan, or even if you're not, whatever kind of fan you are, look for Jackson to be walking around surveying and the Ravens getting the line of scrimmage pretty early. So if the Ravens get the line of scrimmage 12 seconds to go or something, that's plenty of time. He can walk around and he can make some adjustments as necessary. He can look at the defense and then he can do it. And Jackson is a guy who has no fear of letting the clock run right down to zero and settling it at zero. Yeah. Almost to an overwhelming degree. You know, I'm sometimes frustrated by it, because when they have running plays and they're just running the ball right down the other team's throat, sometimes he snaps it at seven. And I'm like, come on. I know. It bothers you now? The clock's running out.
So. I know. Because he probably got the look he wanted and he wanted him to shift out of it. That's probably why. But either way, I get what you're saying, because there's times where I'm looking at the clock, they're getting to the line, and I'm like, okay, hurry up. I know you want to do something at the line, but you don't have any time. Like, it gets frustrating because – maybe he's still in that Greg Roman mold and we're trying to break out of that show. But I think we've been doing way better. Like Monken has mentioned in the past, the lag time on the offense it's gone down a lot. I really can't wait to see what this offense looks like. Very crisp. This is the second year that they're in the system. And I'm excited to see how they continue to grow over the weeks.
We'll see. And, you know, it's quite possible some team with a mobile quarterback next year is going to want to give Monken an opportunity as the head coach who can also call plays. That won't happen here, but it could be that, you know, he's gone after another year. The Ravens are going to need to continue to do a good job in bringing another guy in who has something to add to the offense and layering on to what they have, as opposed to totally tearing it down and changing it. Because what they've got with Lamar Jackson right now is pretty damn good. In terms of a nice combination of run and pass.
I actually anticipate if Monken does move on from the Ravens, I think they promote T. Martin from within.
Could be.
And I think he's probably the one that goes into the offensive play calling room, because he already has a relationship with Moore as a QB coach, and he has the extensive college experience as well. Obviously, calling plays is a completely different animal, but that is a good prospect that I would assume would be the next move for the Ravens, just because their in-house reputation.
They have that. I mean, Monken, obviously they went to the street to get him. They definitely have it on the defensive side. They've all got all kinds of complex succession planning there. That's always basically provided them with the next defensive coordinator. In terms of offensive coordinators, it's been a bunch of
external people,
street weenies. Yeah. They went, you know, Mark Trestman, who was, you know, a QB guru supposedly. And they went and they got Kubiak, who was a good one. And they went out and they got Cam Cameron, who was good for a while. And they went out and got I want to say you Jackson, but that's not it. The guy
who Jim was, Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell, who was the Colts guy. So they don't really have a reputation in the same way. And they went out and got Brian Billick, who they brought in from the outside, obviously, to be the OC, even though he wasn't calling the plays in theory. he was in charge of that offense. All right. Always a pleasure to do the show with you. I'm sorry, we didn't miss your second point, did we?
No, we're good. All good.
Okay. Always a pleasure to do this show with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there, I just want to tell you about the schedule each week in Film Study. Make sure you're getting a chance, if you want to listen to as many episodes as you possibly could. You have two offensive, sorry, two defensive episodes come out on Tuesday, two offensive episodes come out on Wednesday, both reviewing the defense and offense from a Sunday game, typically. Know Your Foe comes out typically on Thursday. One last thing may also be Thursday, or it may be Friday. Friday Morning GM is always on Friday with Vasilirikos. That show we're really proud of. I think it's well done in terms of looking at it from a GM perspective and a personnel movement and whatnot, about what assets can be found, about how contracts are going to be moving forward, about who they have to cut in the future, et cetera. Two matchup shows with Frazier. And then if we have anything, it's usually a short that comes up on either Sunday or Monday. Next week, we've got a great one coming up with Kevin Cole. I'm really looking forward to that, separates the blame for sacks between offensive line and quarterback. He's got a multi-factor model that is supposed to drive this out. And I've seen it posted any number of times. I'm sure other folks listening to me have as well. And it always seems a little funky that there'd be a bunch of adjustments. And you just kind of wonder, well, how the hell does he put that together? He's going to explain the methodology to us on the air. And I think that'll be a lot of fun, because Lamar Jackson, of course, is doing very well in that particular statistic. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. And we'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.